So, question of the day is, what would you do if somebody with a chainsaw was chasing you, and you know they're chasing you because they're making eye contact with you? Would you be a person to run away, or would you just kind of stand there in shock? Aaron, what would you do?
Shoot them and run away.
You gotta be louder, bro.
I'd shoot them.
Where would you get a gun?
From my waistband.
But we don't have one now, so what happens if it's right now?
I'd run.
You run?
Towards them.
This is horrible material. I can't erase it. It's all on there. It's okay. We didn't expect an appliance in the fast food service.
In the fridge.
In the fridge. What would you do, Hersey?
I'd run home.
Okay, let's just say you're in Huntsville.
Oh, I'd run to the police station. Just because it's right here. Right, isn't it?
Yeah, it is across the street. But, like, what are they going to do for you?
They got guns.
Honestly, though, like, I feel like chainsaw is kind of, like, unwieldy, you know? Like,
it's like offer them some WD-40.
He'd just be swinging, like, you know?
Or yeah, maybe, like, what's like, his name? Russell Patterson with the big crackheads.
Oh, yes. George Russell.
George Russell. There's this guy.
He's
like, I don't know if it's racist or if he just has a thing against crackheads.
Or both. Maybe he's projecting.
Projecting that all black people are crackheads. I don't know. This man, like, he's racist and against crackheads. First of all, his thought process was that crackheads are, like, really huge. First of all, that's the whole point of, like, crack. You move too much, so you become very, very small. But he had a whole, like, not podcast, but a YouTube video about how to handle yourself if a really big crackhead comes up to you. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen, because he's talking about shooting him with a gun, and he was saying, a 13 ain't gonna do nothing to an oversized crackhead. You need a... He pulled out a double barrel, like, really big-ass old-fashioned Western gun.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not gonna do anything for nobody. I mean, first of all, where are you packing this damn thing? Like, there's not a holster that, I mean, it will come down to your down near legs. Yeah. That big of a gun. They'll say, what would you do if you were being chased with a chainsaw? Would you run or would you, like, freeze up? I'm scared I'd freeze up.
I'd run, like.
But where? Where would you run?
Away?
Like chainsaw.
Getting chased by this chainsaw.
Okay, but yeah, but like, let's just say somebody random came in the store with a chainsaw right now. Where are we going? Where's our safe spot?
Out back to warehouse, out the door.
I'd close this door.
That door doesn't lock. We put a fake lock on there. Did y'all know that? Yeah, that's not a lockable door. Because we actually got locked out sometime last year, and we had to call a locksmith, so we just bought a doorknob. It doesn't lock.
Yeah, I'd run out to the back and.
What about you?
To some bushes, and pray.
I think we got pretty. I think we have like. I don't know. We don't have.
I was trying to scare you.
You did. That's one reason I said I would not go anywhere. Because did you just see? I did nothing.
Yeah, you froze. You're like.
Exactly. So that's exactly what's gonna happen when the freaking when the clown comes. I mean, not the clown, the chainsaw. The draw clown.
The draw clown.
When somebody with a chainsaw comes, I'm gonna do exactly that move. I'm not gonna be able to function or anything. Okay, that's enough about what we would do if we would run into a guy with a chainsaw. That's like an odd. I don't know. What would I name this title? Like. Chainsaw theories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm such a lame person. I hope my podcast isn't like -5 listeners because it's just that damn lame.